Hi, when I started working as a project leader a few months ago, I was allocated the project with Worldwide Pharma. It has been a great journey with you so far. Anthony Jones, our data team lead, just confirmed that the database lock is completed. That's a great milestone that we met, and we are just a few weeks away from the finishing line. Finally, my project is in the closeout phase. The closeout phase sounds simple, hence I do not anticipate too many problems in this phase. Nevertheless, I must perform all the relevant activities well. For this, I have listed the major activities that apply to this phase here. You will see me completing these activities with the help of my team. I will use the knowledge imparted by Donna, my mentor and a senior project leader at Quintiles, to close the project. She has helped me all this while and has agreed to keep track of the project and guide me, as and when there is a need. I better go now. I have some meetings lined up. I set up the final lessons learned meeting with my team for this project and invited all core team members. Hopefully, all should attend. Hello, team. Thanks for joining the call. Shall we start? He sent me his notes, and I've included those in the lessons learned document here. Let's start with a round robin on what went well. Can we start with you, Teresa? I'm capturing all of this as you speak. If you ask me, I think the greatest achievement was that we met all our customers' expectations. Moving on, what do you think didn't go well? I think we are all digressing from the topic of discussion here. What should I do? Getting back to the point that you wanted to highlight, Gerald, you mentioned that the CLOPS budget was lower than what you needed. What would you like me to capture as a lesson learned? What would be the learning then? Simran, the project management analyst at Quintiles, sent me this report for review. I would need your help to check if everything is right in the report. What I can figure out from this is that there could be many other errors we can come across during financial reconciliation. So, what should be the follow-up action to take if I come across such anomalies in the financial reports? A few days ago, I asked the operational team leads to update the respective sections of the electronic trial master files. Before I transfer those to the customer, I must confirm completeness of the ETMFs. I need your help in reviewing the ETMF core checklist shown here. Thank you for your help in identifying the incorrect and missing elements in the core checklist. The completeness confirmation process doesn't seem to be difficult. There are lesser chances of making mistakes, as it is just the final review process. I need to close the project systems now, and I think consulting Donna to learn about the key aspects during this process would be a great idea. I have to close the project systems for my project. I would like a quick overview from you on the aspects related to the project system closure. Where can I find the status of all the activities of the closeout phase? Thanks, Donna. That is really helpful. I must look up the project closure dashboard to check the status of the activities of the closeout phase. I can see that we haven't updated the actual dates in QRPM PPM. Who do I need to follow up with for its closure? I can see that we haven't updated the actual dates in PPM. Who do I need to follow up with for its closure? I followed up with Simran, the PMA on the project, and asked her to close that activity. The project systems and tools have been closed. We are good on that front. The CGDN team has closed the GitIT ticket that I had raised to close the systems. I had authorized the DTL to decommission the database. Once that is done, I will ask the PMA, Simran, to deactivate the project code, and then I can take the activity task off my list. I asked marketing to run an end-of-project survey with Sarah White, my customer counterpart. Sarah has responded to the survey. I need to look at the survey results and check if there are any action points that we have from there. Can you help me with that? The good news is that the customer is happy about the quality of our project deliverables and services. The customer also appreciates the value that Quintiles adds to the project. The not-so-good news is that we scored relatively low on the parameter related to managing staff change management. The customer has also scored us low on the parameter related to Quintiles being a solutions-oriented organization. Sarah mentioned that Quintiles mostly expected Worldwide Pharma to provide solutions to problems. What should be my next course of action? I should set up a meeting with the team to share and analyze the feedback. The team can help me analyze the points where the rating is low. We can also come up with a corrective action plan for the areas of improvement and share it with the customer.